Hi everyone, this is Matt Ascioni.
And I'd like to welcome you to this briefing webinar on the GMSL Review 360 Assessment Survey. Today's session will last for approximately 30 minutes, and we will initially hear a presentation from Larissa Gernick from IT staff, followed by a question and answer session. If you're on the phone and would like to ask a question, please dial #3, and the operator will add you to the queue. Or you can type your question into the chat box at the bottom of your screen, and I will note it during the Q&A session. Should we run out of time, or if you have additional questions following the session, please send them to Larissa or myself. Our email addresses are listed in the notes section on the right-hand side of your screen. Please note that this session is being recorded and that the recordings and links to the presentation materials will be posted on the announcement page for this webinar. You will also find other pertinent links in the notes section as well. Lastly, I'd like to remind you to please mute your computer and phones while the presentation is taking place. And with that, I hand it over to you, Larissa.
Thank you, Matt. Hello, everybody. This is Larissa Gernick from ICANN staff. Thank you for taking the time to participate in this webinar. Today, we will cover the overview of the GMSL review, and specifically the 360 assessment survey that's currently underway. We'll talk about survey logistics, next steps, and then, as Matt suggested, we will have a Q&A portion. So as many of you know, the review of the GMSL is underway, and with the GMSL serving an important function, being responsible for developing and recommending to the ICANN board substantive policies relating to generic top-level domains. Very important topic, and hence the review is a critical component of the accountability process of ICANN. Next slide, please. I want to make sure that we have the what is the GMSL review slide up on the screen. The GMSL review is part of ICANN's commitment to continuous improvement, accountability, and transparency. It uses mechanisms and measures to maintain public confidence in the viability, reliability, and accountability of ICANN. ICANN's bylaws require that all structures, including the GMSL, be reviewed on a 5-year cycle. The purpose of the review is to evaluate organizational effectiveness of the GMSL, acknowledge areas that are working well, identify areas that need improvement, and affect needed changes. The quality, validity, and acceptance of the GMSL review and the resulting improvements depend on relevant and useful feedback from a diverse and representative group of people, which is the cornerstone of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. That's why it's so important for the community and all of you to make your voice heard. GMSL review, GMSL actually is the first structure to be undergoing the second review cycle, and others will follow. Several new elements have been introduced into the process, 360 assessment and the GMSL review working party. And of course, the purpose of this webinar is to discuss specifically the 360 assessment. The GMSL review working party has been assembled by the GMSL to serve as a liaison between the GMSL, the independent examiner, and the Structural Improvements Committee, and they've been very active, supportive, and providing very valuable input into the process. Next slide, please. As you can see from this image, GMSL is a complex structure. Independent examiner, which is Westlake Governance, will use various tools tailored to each of the components that you see on the screen. More about this in a moment. Next slide, please. The independent examiner selected for the review, as I just mentioned, is Westlake Governance, and that selection was made based on a competitive bidding process that was launched on the 23rd of April with an RFP. Excuse me. 7 submitted proposals were carefully evaluated, and the evaluation results and scores were presented for consideration and action by the ICANN Board Structural Improvements Committee. As you can see from this image, there are three different means that will be used to collect data, 360 assessment being the first of those mechanisms, but the other ones also being review of documents and records, as well as supplementing the data collected through the 360 assessment and through the document review with interviews to make sure that Westlake Governance has broad and accurate information and data on which they will formulate their analysis and findings. And throughout the process, as I already mentioned, the GNSO Review Working Party has been and will continue to provide input. The review will also include an assessment of the effectiveness of structural changes that resulted from the last review, as well as assessment of how all recommendations have been implemented and how well those implemented changes are working, how effective they are. If structural changes would be needed, it should be considered a topic for discussion after the GNSO review is finalized, possibly during the implementation planning phase. Next slide, please. Now, the 360 assessment itself. 360 is an online survey. The feedback and guidance from the GNSO Review Working Party is reflected in the structure and the questions that you will see once you take part in the 360 assessment. Excuse me. The assessment was launched on August 4th by Westlake Governance. The initial deadline to respond to the survey is the 10th of September, and we are fully prepared and expect to extend the deadline to the 23rd of September to make sure that everybody has had a chance to complete the survey, particularly in light of the August vacation schedules. Translations of the survey are in process and expect to be available next week in a PDF or Word format. Excuse me, and the link to the 360 assessment, as you can see, is on the screen, and Matt has also posted it in the notes section. Based on a request that came from a participant in yesterday's webinar, we are also posting the PDF, the English PDF version of the current survey in various places, and Matt has links for that, also posted in the notes section. And that's really to help people that would like to preview the survey before actually engaging with it online. Next slide, please. So the 360 assessment survey is designed to collect feedback from a broad and diverse group of people, the GNSO itself, other ICANN stakeholders, the board, and the staff. So we invite you to complete the 360 assessment and encourage you to pass this information to others within your community. It is the goal of this review to collect broad and diverse feedback to be used for the rest of the GNSO review work. Next slide, please. What you see on the screen now is a screenshot of the actual survey. When you follow the link, this is what you can expect to see. And as I mentioned, the PDF of the survey will be posted, but it will look somewhat different than this. In order to be able to return to the survey, you must have cookies enabled in your browser to use this questionnaire. You may return to the questionnaire as often as you wish until you complete it, provided that you use the same browser and computer. The questionnaire will record and save your answers when you press the next button at the bottom of each page, so please be sure to do that. And if you close your browser window or leave the questionnaire before you have finished it and return to it later, it will open at the first question after your last saved page. You will be able to scroll back through the questionnaire and review or edit your responses at any time until you have finished it. And if you have any further questions on the mechanics of the questionnaire, please feel free to contact either staff or Westlake Governance, and that information is provided at the end of this presentation. Next slide, please. The survey offers various options to responders based on individual people's experience with the GNSO. So for those that have only introductory level of experience, there's many sections that may not be applicable. And for those that have more in-depth experience and would like to provide more detailed, substantial information on the various components of the GNSO structure, you'll have the opportunity to do so as well. So the image on the screen is an illustration of what you expect to find in the survey that will enable you to self-select and decide whether your basis of experience and information is such that you would like to provide feedback on the various components, and you can do so for as many components as you wish. Next slide, please. This illustrates how the screens will advance if you select no based on the fact that you do not wish to provide detailed information for any given structure, then the survey will become much more expedited if you do that. And certainly Westlake Governance and staff, as well as the working party, would very much appreciate detailed and complete answers that will provide a very solid foundation for the rest of the review. Next slide, please. At the end of the survey, there are some open-ended questions, and that information is also very much important and encouraged. And feel free to use the text boxes throughout the survey, much as what you see on the screen. Every question actually has a text box for those that wish to provide additional thoughts and ideas. And there is a place to add any additional input that one would wish at the very end of the survey. Next slide, please. We have some metrics to date to share with you. With the survey having been launched for about a week, so far as of the beginning of this week, we've had 45 responders. And as you can see, the information is broken down by the responses that the responders provide in the demographic section of the survey to indicate which organization they're affiliated with. Next slide, please. Next steps. On a parallel track, the independent reviewer will conduct a review of documents and records. As the survey responses come in throughout the month of September, the responses will be analyzed and aggregated. And this will inform the review procedures for the remainder of the review, including a focused assessment on the work of the working groups. Based on feedback provided through the 360 and on the review of documents and records, Westlake will then conduct limited interviews to fill in the gaps for the information that they would still need in order to complete their work. And they will continue to engage with the GNSO review working party throughout the review process, much as they have already. Draft report will follow with public comments, and the final report is expected to be issued in the early part of 2015. That concludes my formal presentation, and I'm happy to take questions at this point. Thank you very much.
Hi, all. This is Matt Ascioni again. Now that the formal presentation has concluded, would anyone like to ask a question or make a comment? I see that Philip Shepherd is typing into the AC room, so we'll wish for Philip. If there's anyone else that would actually like to state their question, they can just press #3 and be added to the queue, or you can raise your hand in the AC room.
Listen-only mode is now off.
So just a note, Philip has noted that this has all been very clearly explained, and Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc has agreed.
Thank you, Philip and Olivier.
Are there any other comments or questions? I see Olivier has his hand raised. Olivier?
Thanks very much, Matt. It's Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc speaking. And as you know, I hate it when there is an absolute silence in the conference call. Only kidding. Just one quick question regarding the input from the community. Are you looking specifically at input from people who are involved directly in GNSO working groups and so on, or have been involved directly in the GNSO, or is this open to pretty much anyone? And what the reason why I'm asking this is whether we could get our AFLOC structures who have had dealings in some cases with the GNSO, whether they would be able to also respond to the survey. That wasn't too clear for me. Thank you.
Olivier, this is Larissa. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you filling in the silence, and you actually offered a wonderful question. The 360, by the nature of its name, is intended to do just that, to collect information and feedback from a very diverse and broad group of people, in addition to individuals that are directly involved with the GNSO. So it is absolutely our goal and hope and wish that people in at-large community provide feedback, and that's why the survey has been designed in such a way that it can be tailored by the individual providing the responses to reflect their own interactions and experience with the GNSO. Just to be absolutely clear, we welcome and encourage everybody to participate in the survey, not just people that are directly involved in the work of the GNSO, and of course those that are directly involved in the work of the GNSO by serving on working groups and taking part in any other structures of the GNSO have a particular reason to respond and perhaps the ability to answer the more in-depth questions. But everybody's feedback is very much encouraged and welcomed. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'd like to add that if there's anyone here who would like us to come and speak to their constituency on the 360 assessment survey, we'd be more than happy to do so.
This is Larissa again, just to follow up on Matt's point. Invitations and notifications are being sent to all the stakeholder groups to make sure that people are aware of this work and know how to engage with the survey to provide feedback. So please look for that, and thank you for taking part in the survey and sending the message within your communities about the importance of providing your feedback.
Hi, everyone. This is Matt Ascioni for the record. I'd just also like to know that there is an FAQ section that handles most questions that many of the constituents have asked. So I'll type that into the chat shortly. But again, If there's any questions that you do have, you can always email Larissa or me. Our email addresses are on the right-hand side of the screen. So just, are there any other remote participants that would like to ask any questions or make a comment? If not, I will close the queue and we can end the webinar. So I'm just going to give everybody a quick second to see if there's any. Yes, we have a question or a comment from Carl. Carl, please go ahead. Carl, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. You might be muted. I see that Carl is supposed to stand down. Are there any other participants that would like to ask a question or make a comment? So again, Carl has his hand up. Let me see if I can work with the operator to ensure that you can make your comment. Sorry, one second, please. Carl, it appears you're on AT only, so if you want to type your question or comment into the chat, I'd be happy to read it for you for the record.
Hi, this is Carl. Can you hear me?
Hi, Carl. Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry, I was late. I realized I had to dial in, and I was only listening to the presentation. Sorry about that. So can I still ask a question?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so my question is this. So in terms of Westlake's evaluation of the answers that come into the 360 survey, is this an issue of numbers, or, I mean, if one constituency provides a response, how does that get evaluated versus, say, 10 members of that constituency providing a response?
Carl, this is Larissa. Thank you so much for your question. If I understood you correctly, you're wondering how feedback from a constituency is weighed as compared to individual.
Yeah, that's right.
Feedback.
I know this is very different in in different initiatives and organizations how this in practice gets evaluated. So I'm very curious what your perspective is on this.
Sure. Just to remind you that the 360 assessment is one of the multiple components of the GNSO review, and the expectation is that most people will answer the survey based on their own individual experience. And I believe so far that has been the case, but Westlake will certainly keep an eye out on that. But early in the demographic section of the survey, an individual responding will have an opportunity to indicate whether they're responding on behalf of a group, which quite realistically, we don't expect to happen very much through this mechanism. This is really an individual kind of response. But if someone does respond on behalf of a group, then that will be analyzed and considered by Westlake when they do their evaluation, as well as supplement that with information that they will collect through other means. This is just one of the various methods of collecting information, and will be considered, but it's like I said, it's our expectation that most people will be responding on behalf of themselves, and quite frankly, that is why we're so hopeful to get participation from a large number of individuals, so that the results of the survey and the information being aggregated is really informative and representative of a diverse and broad points of view across the community. So in that regard, it's definitely a numbers game, in that we are looking for substantive and informative feedback from a large number of people, so that the analysis is valid.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So are there any other participants that would like to ask a question or make a comment? Seeing none, I think we're going to end the webinar. And again, if there are any questions from anyone, please email Larissa or myself, or feel free to email the Independent Examiner, Westlake Governance. Everyone's email address is indicated on the screen at the moment. And with that, thank you all for attending.